Then there is another category of the people who are not there with you, but they just want to cling on with you all the time. They're so weak that they try to stay in your shadow. Liberate yourself from those people because they are toxic for you. Don't let them cling on to you because they're not there to help you. Liberate them. Liberate yourself. And then there is third category. These beautiful people who are so selfless that when they see you in pain, they stand next to you. They've got your back. They don't share the limelight. They are just there for you. These are your people. Value them. So yes, there are three categories of people. Try to surround yourself with those who are real, and you will feel real.
What about jealousy?
What about?
About jealousy.
But jealousy?
Yeah.
I pity them. I pity those who see their failure in your success. You know, these critics, they were once dreamers. They just wanted to achieve something that today you have. But they gave up and they started becoming jealous of you. Pray for them because they're in a lot of pain.
One of the things that I see usually when I do therapy, a lot of women, they prefer to stay in a miserable relationship instead of get out. The fear of being alone is greater. So would you give some advice to these women?
We all tend to invest ourselves in relationships. And as I said, if you are doing something right with the wrong person, nothing good will turn out. And deep inside, we women are quite intuitive. We know that it's not going anywhere. It's okay to be on your own. You are stronger than you think. Don't worry about that. And wait for the right person. Let the right person come to you. There's no rush. Are you in a good relationship with yourself? Do you love your own company? If you are miserable alone, I'm sorry. Your partner will be miserable with you. So we need to understand that we need to love our own company. Only then people will love to enjoy our company too. And don't rush. Wait for the right person. Because if it's meant to be, it will be.
One of the things I usually say is that your relationships reflect your self-relationship. So the most important thing is to look within, to fix the most important relationship, that is the relationship you have with yourself.
Yeah.
Muniba, I want to ask you, how do you want to be remembered?
Such a beautiful question. I want to be remembered as an empath. Somebody who just didn't say that I feel your pain. But I want people to see that when I say this, I mean it. And as far as my life story is concerned, I don't know how my story will end. Maybe it will never end. But yes, nowhere in my text the world will ever read I gave up.